soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on December 7th, 2021. Woe to the wicked. The Lord says so. This is the message from God Himself. It was recorded by His servant Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 11. Jesus, the epitome servant son and prophet of God, and much, much more, declared Himself many woes to those deserving them, and then and at all time while it exists. Woe to the wicked, the Spirit declares. Those in fellowship with God and Jesus and the real Holy Spirit know this. Woe, woe, woe. Woe to the unrighteous. Woe to the wicked. Woe to the hypocrites, the stage-playing actors of religion. Woe to the gospel merchants. Woe to the disobedient, the unbelieving, and unfaithful. Woe unto you. The time of God's righteous judgment is underway. The time of Satan deceiving the whole world is in action everywhere, worldwide. The liars believe the lies. The unrighteous, rotten people take heed to the twisted, forked tongues of the deceivers. They believe everyone but God. They are in fear, believing the silly scare of the day. They follow men, women, and artificial intelligence. They ignored the voice of the true Good Shepherd, Jesus. They spurned the voice of the Holy Spirit. Their hearts are hardened from sin. Their ears are long closed and dull of hearing, just as Jesus describes in the Word. People are experiencing the results of their iniquitous choices that violate the truth of God. They are reaping what they sowed to the flesh. So many believe the lying voices of Satan, his sons of the media, governments, corporations, and the false ruling masters of Christendom. They are deceived, fools, and blind. They can't discern. They do not understand what is underway. They think there's a bad virus making people sick. Their cultish churches have vaccination programs to give the kill shot of the wicked. They believe man is their healer, the white coats of the medical scamming system. They made their billions on making people sick and even more from their death. These people are the walking dead. Those who come to Jesus and believe on the Father have eternal life then and there. They do not come under judgment and will not die. Jesus declares this. Those who are not obedient to Jesus have the wrath of God abiding on them. It's written many places in Scripture. Jesus said, "Follow me. Come to me, learn from me." But people selected their iconic teachers and said no to Jesus in so doing. They are deceived, deceived unto death. Only God can remedy this situation of delusion for the spiritually dead. No person can do anything. Only the Lord Himself. Jesus reflects this idea when He stated He Himself could do nothing but what the Father showed Him. People do not believe that God will teach them, show them, and reveal things as He wills. It requires faith, faithfulness, and obedience to the little in order to get more. They fail in the ABCs of discipleship and are doomed to the XYZ of the end of it all. They're not ready. They are foolish, professing, quote, virgins, unquote, of Christianity. They have no light or understanding that God alone gives through Jesus. Woe to the wicked! Woe to all of its forms, whether secular or spiritual. Wickedness is wickedness. Unrighteousness is unrighteousness. God is totally righteous. One must be taught of the Lord, as it is written many times. His true sons and daughters are taught by God. The phony, fake, copycat Christians display their contrariness by all the things they do and say that is not in harmony with the truth. They deny Him by their choices. Truth is the issue. They chose the lie. They would not love the truth. Too bad. They would not obey the truth. Oh, well, the choice was each individual's. And now God says to declare, woe to the wicked. It will be very bad and troublesome to you for your refusal to repent. Fear, tribulation, and anguish await the wicked. They know no peace. There is none for them. Fear is the judgment from God. Delusion is the key judgment of the hour. So many, the whole world, believe the lies. The ones that know or have a sense something is amiss or are responding to the quirkiness of the lies. God takes note of how people respond to the truth and the lies. Is a little lie okay? Is a little truth satisfactory? Well, God will let you have what you want. You choose. Well, they chose. God deals with all people of all manners of life, the government officials, corporate people and laborers, media personalities, religious leaders, and even institutional medical personnel. Will they foster the myth and lie, or will they acknowledge the truth and step away from this masterful planned snare that Jesus spoke about? That's the question. There have been media spokesmen, medical trained professionals, morticians, and even employees of the drug manufacturers that saw the conspiracy to deceive the whole world and paid the price for speaking up. There are witnesses out there available to see and hear for those of such inclination to hear. But those who close their eyes and plug their ears to the truth of God are doomed to the destruction aimed at the elderly, disabled, certain ethnic groups, and even babies born and unborn. Oh, it's so hard for people to grasp this, that there could be a group of people in the earth that would plan and execute such wickedness to destroy mankind and the earth itself. They're ignorant of what God has said and says even now to their own demise. They have legalized murder of unborn children now, today, and for the last several decades. Who else would they not kill? Woe to the wicked! You're in the crosshairs of the wicked. They have it all planned and even told you in their media productions that you so often paid to watch with a bowl of popcorn. Woe to the wicked. The devil is loosed for a season. He is deceiving the nations regardless of their profession. The only ones who will escape the devil's devouring are those who are diligent to resist him, having submitted totally, completely, entirely to Jesus. The devil and his servants will accomplish what God the Father showed Jesus in a revelation. That's Revelation 1:1. They are succeeding, setting up their one world government with its 10 regions. It's already here and in operation. How bizarre that so many people don't see this. They can't see and perceive it. They have not the true understanding or knowledge that God gives freely to those who seek him. Peter declared long ago what is underway today. The reality for those who love God to be born again and made partakers of the divine nature. A complete new man recreated in the righteous image of God through Jesus. He is the new man, the heavenly man. And God called all to repent and die to the old man who was of sin. Being buried with Christ is to be raised with him by the Holy Spirit. According to God's infinite power, he gives all things to those abiding ones that pertain to life and godliness. So many of the world chose no, and so many of the church world chose no too. And that is why God is allowing them to experience the truth of his word in his fiery judgment, delusion, death, and all. Peace and joy to the righteous, the Lord says. It shall be well with them. They will hear the cries of the wicked from their habitation, but it shall not come near them. Their time of deliverance and rescue has come. Just as the ancient faithful escaped from the clutches of the Pharaoh of Egypt, they saw God deliver in power and might. They saw God heal, provide, direct, instruct, and do all the things he loves to do for his people. It's written. Something happened, and it's written for all to consider. After that, The sin of unbelief and unfaithfulness arose and consumed the religious in the wilderness. Only two of that great crowd that were set free by God made it into the, quote, promised land. Two. A small remnant indeed, Joshua and Caleb. And this is the parallel to this very day. Who took notice? Who gave heed? God is finishing his work in his handiwork. It's precious and beautiful as only he can do. He is the potter, and he is molding those who call on him in truth, totally surrendering to the point of death each day, and he will refine them purer than any gold or silver with white garments they wear, holy and pristine in Jesus. But those not of faith, woe, 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 woe unto the wicked, says the Lord God Almighty. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.